the thunder, and I can feel the wind. I can see angry faces in the eyes of men. Young men dying all around, and it keeps going through my brain, and I can still hear the sound. I hear talking of people, the whole world has gone insane, and all there is left is the fall. The falling rain. All there is left is the falling rain.
Well, everybody knows her, she's the one to love. Well, everybody knows she's the one to love. It will take time to tell her she came by to tell you she wants you back again. Try her luck again. She wants you back again. Try her luck again. She's out west and waiting for the sun to rise. She's out west and waiting for the sun to rise. The look in her, the sun in her skies, says she wants you back again. Try her luck again. She wants you back again. Try her luck again. La da 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 da, yes. La da 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 da, yes, yes. Everybody knows her, she's the one to love. I said everybody knows her, she's the one to love. It will take time to tell her she came by to tell you she wants you back again. Try her luck again. She wants you back again. Try her luck again. Oh, she wants you back again. Try.
That's music from Jonathan Edwards. He's a country singer and folk singer, best known for his 1971 hit single, Sunshine. That was a tune called Everyone Knows Her, and I really wanted to play that on the show because I really like it. Before that, one of the Indians that rocked the world, Link Ray, and Fallen Rain. His single, Rumble, actually was turned into a movie, and it's called Rumble, Indians That Rock the World, and Stevie Salas has a lot to do with that. He's the producer of that, and it's an incredible documentary. You got to check it out. But his song Rumble actually hit the top 20 in the United States way back in the 1950s, 1958, that is. And it's one of the earliest songs to use distortion and tremolo as an effect. He's changed the lives of so many artists. Like there's also We Must Get Loud, I think it's called, with The Edge and Jimmy Page and Jack White, and they pay homage to Link Ray in that as well. Music coming up from a little unknown singer in Canada, and it's called Georgia Moon. So check that out. It's coming up right here, right now on the jukebox.
Headed north on the I-95 to Detective and chief of Wichita began to track him down Atlantic side. And are you wild like me? No, I'm so running
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Was it the wine-stained bed or the creaking floor? Either way, coming off this mountain top for you. when storms blow in sound like a haunted train. But don't you fret, no thunder that's rolling through. Well, I'm coming off this mountain top. Table up, I'll bring the guitar down. And I'll wear your favorite suit, you wear that flowing gown. And for your arms I'll stagger.
That is music from singer-songwriter and country artist Ian Noe from Beattiesville, Kentucky. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. The song was called Off This Mountaintop, released earlier this year. We've got music from Seawolf, which is an indie band out of Los Angeles and is led by Alex Brown Church. A song called You're a Wolf is coming up. We also have brand new music from Adrian Sutherland from Attawapiskat, and he has finally released a song in his language, Cree. The song is called Natawai, which stands for father. And it's the first time he's ever done this, which is great. It talks about, indigenous culture and pays homage to the language. We also have something from Sebastian Gaskin. It's called Higher. And it is a collaboration with Boogie the Beat, who released a brilliant album earlier this year called Cousins. I think you're going to really dig that as well. Here it is on the show, followed by Kilometer from an artist by the name of Burna Boy. And Burna Boy is from Nigeria. Hope you dig it. We got lots of great music coming up.
Falling down too. movie. She wet like a pulley. She call me the young Michael Phelps, yeah, yeah. I wanna roll up and cat up with you. I wanna go supernova with you. All my emotions are way overdue. What am I doing? I'm fighting for you.
Just got pushed like my money just come. Send them back to where they come from. For talking like the product of a torn condom. Southside me come from, me no care, my brother. One side, sit down for one chair, my brother. Come try, me will make you disappear, my brother. Long time it takes to reach here, my brother. Kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me, kilometers. I don't come kilometers. I don't walk that many kilometers. Learn from the teacher. I don't take for the game, she no pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. Not this sweet, I be all of my pitas.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Ask that you're a wolf, boy, get out of this town. You're a wolf, boy, get out of this town. You're a wolf, boy, get out of this town. You're a wolf.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
This is Bird Note. Before the high-tech gadgets used to track bird migration today, a Louisiana ornithologist studied migration with one simple tool: a telescope aimed at the moon. George Lowry dreamed up moonwatching in the 1940s to prove that birds regularly migrated across the Gulf of Mexico. He knew you could see the silhouettes of migrating birds passing in front of the full moon through a telescope. Working with an astronomer, Lowry turned moonwatching counts into standardized measurements to compare the amount of migration at different places and times. On a ship docked on the coast of Yucatan, Lowry pointed his telescope out over the Gulf. He calculated that 3,700 birds crossed an imaginary one-mile line on the water every hour. Then, in the 1950s, he organized the first continent-wide survey of migration patterns with thousands of volunteers across North America. Moonwatching became obsolete once scientists began using radar to monitor migration. But you can still point a telescope at the moon and see those flickering silhouettes of birds on the move. Learn more about the history of bird migration research in Rebecca Heisman's new book, Flight Paths: How a Passionate and Quirky Group of Pioneering Scientists